Albayan Radio presents the following program presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Asharatu asbabin li maghfirati dhunubi wa mahyi athari sayyiat. 10 ways sins are expiated. Now, the third point, sins are expiated by performing good deeds that wipe away evil deeds. Verily, the good deeds remove the evil deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran revealed, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And verily, حَسَنَات remove السَّيِّئَاتِ. And this came down with regards to a companion who came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We had mentioned to him after a prayer, Salat al-Fajr, Wallahu ta'ala a'alam, that he had came close to the female, and it is mentioned qubla, yani a kiss or so forth. So here then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he, after this man and his companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu confessing and in regret, the messenger had asked him, did you pray with us the prayer? And he said yes. He said, and then the verse was recited, and the end of the verse, that verily good actions or hasanat, they remove and expiate sins. Now we notice this in the Sharia, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His mercy enables us to do good deeds, so we can remove our bad deeds. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, "Ma min muslim yadhnibu dhanban," and not a Muslim that commits a sin, "fayatawadda wa yusalli rak'atayn illa ghufira lahu," except that when he makes his wudu and he prays 2 units, he is forgiven. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also states, "As-salawatul khams," your 5 daily prayers, وَالْجُمْعَةُ إِلَى الْجُمْعَةِ, and Jum'ah, prayer to Jum'ah. So Friday prayer to Friday prayer. وَرَمَضَانُ إِلَى رَمَضَانِ, and Ramadan to the month of Ramadan. مُكَفِّرَاتُ مَا بَيْنَهُنَّ, they are an expiation, what is in between them. إِذَا اجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ, if the major sins are refrained from. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us that there are actions that you can do that indeed remove and expiate your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a general verse, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيَّاتِ, and verily, good deeds expiate the bad deeds. أو in a sadaqah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that الصَّدَقَةُ تُطْفِئُ الْخَطِيئَةَ كَمَا يُطْفِئُ الْمَاءُ النَّارِ, that sadaqah erases or extinguishes, we can say erases, removes sin, just like water does to fire when it extinguishes it. So here, my dear respected listeners, we understand from this that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows we're going to slip up. كُلُّ بَنِي أَدْمْ خَطَّاءُ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ, that all the son of Adam make mistake and sin, but the best of them are those who turn in repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the points and ways for your sins to be expiated, not only seeking forgiveness and saying astaghfirullah, but following the sin with a good deed. And this will build good habits. This will increase you to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you slip up. لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه, there is no refuge from Allah except to Him. So when we slip up, when we make a mistake, it is incumbent upon the Muslim to run and hasten to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to increase in voluntary and good deeds. For verily, good deeds expiate the sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enables you and I to be of those who do good deeds. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiates our sins with our good deeds. Allahumma ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabika Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.